Hey, what's going down? It's Ryder and Lisa, and we are here for your podcasting pleasurement.
Where do you think people are listening to this podcast from? Are they driving? Are they at the gym? Are they in bed eating Doritos?
Pretty much sounds like your average day, sleeping in Doritos.
Doritos in the gym.
My buddy Tim in Saskatoon told me he was at the gym once and he saw a guy on the treadmill who was chugging an orange pop while he was giving her. I always picture that when I'm at the gym. Like, man, wish I could have an orange crush up in this.
Now, on the podcast today, we played a brand new game that we haven't actually named yet. So if you can think of something, tweet us and let us know. Basically, it's polar opposites being quizzed about things that they don't know. Today, we have an alcoholic versus someone that hasn't had a drink in 15 years. Who will be the winner?
Ryder in the morning.
Ryder Reloaded.
Hot 107.
I just came across a really interesting article about something Walmart's testing out. It's a grocery delivery service, and the delivery person actually goes right into your house and puts the groceries away in your fridge and freezer for you.
That's a little too far.
Future is now. I don't know. I'm all right with it. So this August Homes is the company that's teaming up with Walmart, and they give delivery people once only permission to enter. You get a text when they go in. You can watch via security cameras while they do their thing, and when they leave, it automatically locks the door for you.
Whoa.
I mean, here's the thing that concerns me the most about this is all these technological advancements all seem to just be making a lazy life far more achievable. Like, could you get the delivery person to do it while you're laying on the couch? Yes. I don't know. Like, aren't we...
I like going to the grocery store.
...inactive enough already? Mm-hmm. Seems like eliminating things that actually get us off the couch is a bad decision, but... I mean, I'd still do it. Today's words of wisdom come to us from @LovePug on Twitter, inspired by Jay-Z. I'm not sure how many problems I have because math is one of them. Thank you for checking out the show. We have a Booster Juice gift card to give away. And we decided we wanted something on Monday mornings that was just a good little uplift, a little pat on the back, per se. So all you got to do is tell us what you did or accomplished. That's awesome, and you're qualified to win.
A lot of texts are already rolling in. Sean from the park, or in the park, sorry, says his wife and him did a full empty clean out and reorganize of their basement and garage this weekend, and it looks amazing.
Good on ya.
I need to do that with my garage. If anybody is like looking for a lot of cardboard, let me know. Stuffing cardboard into blue recycling bags, and then they rip because the corners are sharp, is like my least favorite job.
It just sucks because you don't own a truck, right? Whereas if you did, you could just bring it all to the dump.
Break it down, take it into the recycling. Yeah. What else do we got rolling in?
Well, I have one.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, it's something that you and I both did this weekend, including your daughter and a bunch of our friends and people here at work.
And a guy you're dating?
You're actually the worst, because his friend heard you say something about him last week and you embarrassed me. So just drop it.
Okay, I didn't even say anything.
We did Light the Night, which is a walk that we've been doing through Hot 107 and Cruise FM for a couple years now here at the station. And that's for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which was awesome. We all have a lantern and we raise it up high for the fight to end blood cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to brag about us doing that because it was awesome.
Good on you, mate. Nice.
All right. I mean, I got up pretty early this weekend.
Good on ya.
Let's move on. Paul texted in saying when Tim Hortons was selling those $1 smile cookies, he would go in and buy all of them and then just give them away to everybody in the restaurant.
I like that. Except for if you came in late and you're like, I want one of those smile cookies.
Doug texted in saying, I got up at 2:30 a.m. to feed my newborn son and then got up at 5:30 and went for a run, then off to work.
Who are you?
Yeah, what?
Good on you.
Okay, no, I actually have mine. I'm doing way better with my fish this last week. I've learned a lot about being a fish trainer.
You didn't feed them yesterday.
Yes, I did. Just because I didn't feed them in front of you doesn't mean I didn't feed them.
You're supposed to feed them 3 times a day.
I know. I do feed them 3 times a day. You're all judgy. What have you done for those fish? Not a damn thing. Hot 107. Some of the things that we have to pronounce here in Edmonton, a little bit tricky. And I think it's because so many people who built this city came from different walks of life and different cultures and different first languages. And now they're all combined to make things really tricky to say.
I grew up in St. Albert and I still don't know how to pronounce the street downtown. Perron Street.
Is there the French flair to it?
Because
if there is, then it's Perron.
Perron Street. Yeah. Perron Street.
We got this text from Brett that says, for the life of me, I cannot say Groat Road the same way twice.
Groot.
You know what? I was saying Grout Road for the first 6 months I was here, and people get really fired up when you call it that. Groat.
It's Groat Road.
Groat Road, which is hard to say, too.
All right, if you're texting in something that you can't pronounce, sign your name so we can give you a little love. This text here is really funny. I have no idea how to pronounce the Pembina River. Is it Pembina, Pembina, or Pembina? Same with the prelude. Prelude, prelude, or prelude.
I think it's Pembina, if I'm not mistaken.
Pembina.
Now I'm second guessing myself. And prelude, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, 780-450-3332.
Hi
there.
So one of the words I don't understand because I live right above it is the Mutart Conservatory.
Oh, yeah.
Pyramid. I don't know how to say it. I've always called it Mutart, but somebody told me it's Mutart, and I just don't really understand.
Now do you just say the conservatory above me?
I just say the triangles of the pyramid.
What's your name?
Christina.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries.
I did a little research on that one. And? Before we got into this, I knew that would come up. It is Mutart.
Mutart.
Conservatory.
Have we figured out Horlack Park yet?
Well, this guy may know.
Looks like the ancestral Ukrainian family name was like Harvilak. So you could say like Harvilak Park. And so it could be simple to Horlack. But
because W's are pronounced like V in Ukrainian.
So if you really wanted to butcher it, it'd be Harvilak, but it's like Harvilak. You've got to say it with an accent, and then it sounds more like Horlack.
But here's the thing, Poland is the same, Polish, where the W is pronounced V. So the city that we call Warsaw, when you're actually in Poland, is called Warszawa. So you can't be like, yeah, I was in Warszawa. When you're here, people will think you're a turd. You have to just say it Warsaw so they know what you're talking about.
Yeah, especially because when you just said that, you spit all over your keyboard. Okay, is Kylie Jenner pregnant? Is she not? I don't know. Why do I care? Do I care?
I feel like it's a publicity stunt, and I actually believed it until I got here this morning and I started reading some of the tweets, and I'm like, no, of course it's a lie.
Because of the premiere of their show last night. And also, I was watching her Snapchats and she looks amazing. Like, she doesn't look pregnant at all.
Okay, we gotta start this.
What?
Well, if it's good for ratings, Lisa's pregnant, everybody.
Hey! No.
We need some more drama mixed in. It's Jake Ryan's.
You know, the odds of that happening, you know, the potential is high.
He is a good-looking man.
He's a great-looking guy.
And you can't say no to good-looking men. So.
Yes, I can.
Okay.
I do it daily. Just kidding.
It's Recommend Something.
On Ryder in the Morning.
What do you got?
A Netflix documentary. And no, whoever texted into 780-107, I'm not recommending American Vandal.
I heard it's really good, though.
That satire show about true crime. I mean, they are taking over Netflix. They're so popular.
I heard that is an absolutely hilarious documentary.
But that's not what I'm recommending. Mine is the Lady Gaga documentary. Hey, even if you don't necessarily appreciate her, you will grow to appreciate her after watching that documentary. It's real.
She's a boss.
So relatable and so cool. It's called 5'3".
Two.
Whatever.
Sorry that I knew the answer to the question you
asked.
I'm just
embarrassed that I forgot what it was. Just search Lady Gaga. It'll come right up. It's really good.
All right. My recommend something. As you go into winter, I know the kids will probably want a snow fort in the backyard. Maybe you got a niece or nephew or younger sibling that you're making one for or helping out with. They can be very dangerous. Like if you Google the amount of injuries and deaths that come from snow forts. It's fairly substantial. So you always got to be careful, right? Read into it before you just make a huge pile and start digging out the bottom while somebody's packing the top, because that could really hurt somebody. Anyway, I came across a really cool suggestion where you build the frame first, like now, and just leave it in your backyard. And then when the snow comes, you can just pack it on top of this wooden frame. So the one I saw just had like pallets and some plywood, nothing that crazy. And then they obviously had packed the snow over top and probably went inside and then packed away so you can't see the wood either.
But is this a photo that you can share on our fan page so people know what you're talking about?
Sure. I mean,
that'd be cool.
It's pretty simple, though, when you think about just like it's just a wooden structure.
Is it square?
Yeah, but then it's got like the entrance, so it looks like an igloo.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, just a thought.
It's things Lisa found on the internet.
Hey, all right. Facebook is testing out a snooze button where you can take a break from people's posts for a short time. Come on, Facebook. I need that button.
Why don't you just unfollow people? That's the same thing. Oh, this is just for a short amount of time. So it'll be like your very opinionated political buddy during an election.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. I like that. Snooze it up.
I would put snooze on you sometimes. Like whenever you...
I use Facebook like once every 5 days.
Every time I look over at you here in the studio, you're watching animals fighting each other on Facebook.
Yeah, but I'm not sharing the videos.
That's true. Touche.
I've already put you on unfollow.
What?
Wait, what?
Gwyneth Paltrow has invented a vampire repellent spray. This is not a joke. She's crazy. Or is she just really funny? I don't know. It is almost Halloween.
She named her kid Apple. I lean towards crazy.
Her company Goop has that entire product sold out. The vampire spray. It's just essential oils mixed together. Would you use it?
No, but you would. You own every other essential oil right now.
I know I do. I really do. I don't want to start liking Gwyneth Paltrow.
But you're going to.
So you know what you're going to get me for Halloween? Because we're exchanging gifts, right?
No.
All right, this is really cool. A new study says that a woman's big O is more dependent on if a guy is funny than if he's good looking.
Big O.
You know what I'm talking about. The thing that I've always thought was a myth. Apparently, it's actually a thing.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
When you're doing it.
So funnier guys are able to...
Yes.
Why? Do you like tell jokes to it?
No. Hey, knock, knock. No. A woman is more attracted to a guy who represents like investing and paying more attention to her, being faithful, emotionally warm, instead of the classic good gene masculine type guy. Huh. So
I think it's probably women are just more comfortable letting loose around a guy that they don't find that attractive. You know what I mean?
Like knowing you could do better.
Well, if the guy's like really good looking, you'd be like, I'm going to be extra careful and precautious.
A lot, yeah. Maybe right? Not take my bra off.
You see? Whereas I think like you'd have your lasso out for some fat guy you don't care about. All right, let's do this. We're just going to call it for today. Opposite opposition until we get a better name. Chelsea.
Yes.
You're going to be our drinker. It's a battle of people on the opposite ends of the social spectrum. So you drink quite a bit?
I do.
Would you say too much?
Yes.
All right. Like you lie to your doctor when they ask you how many a week?
Correct. Yeah.
You say how many a day and pretend like that's what you heard.
Yes. Yeah.
Got it. Been there. All right. And Jen, you don't drink at all? Jen, did we lose you? Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, there. You don't drink at all, hey?
Not at all. Nope. I haven't had a drink in probably 15 years.
Wow.
Wow.
Good for you, I think.
After you quit drinking, did you lose a lot of weight?
No, I think I gained a lot of weight.
Oh, because you replaced it with food. Gotcha. All right, here's how the contest works. I will ask Jen you questions about liquor-related things. Chelsea, you get the opposite. You get, like, sober-related stuff.
Okay.
All right? And the winner gets Headley tickets. Jen, what is a 2-4? What is a 2-4?
What is a 2-4? It's the size of a bottle, isn't it?
That would be incorrect. That is a 2-6.
Sorry!
A 2-4 is a 24-pack of beer. Oh, for one for Jen. Lisa, you got to make sure you keep track of the score, okay?
I got this.
Chelsea.
Yes.
What are the main ingredients in a Shirley Temple?
Grenadine, Sprite. I think that's it.
Yeah, we're going to take that. It can also be ginger ale.
You need a little bit of orange juice to complete it, but we'll take it, especially the grenadine. Extra points for that.
1-0 for the drinker. Jen, yes. Next question. What does it mean when you serve a drink neat?
Neat.
Mm-hmm.
No ice.
Correct.
Good job.
Nice one. 1-1. Chelsea, the drinker. This weekend, the number one movie was called Kingsman, and then it was followed by The Golden What?
The Golden Circle?
Congratulations. 2-2
oh,
for
I
the
right?
drinker.
Chelsea, do you bring wine into the movie theater sometimes? Don't deny it.
Wine, no, but I have had a beer in a movie theater and not like the kind you buy at the concession, the kind from my purse.
Before they started serving it there, I get you.
Right? Back in the day, yeah.
All right, Jen, what... Wrong button.
Whoa.
I don't know even how that happened.
That scared me.
Me too.
Okay.
Turtle head. Okay. Jen, what country does bourbon come from?
Oh, gosh. Bourbon.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Let's go. I have no clue.
Sorry.
It is USA. That's where bourbon was created and comes from. Chelsea, what fruit is in the name of a Chapters Indigo rewards card? What fruit?
Plum.
Did you say plum?
Plum, yeah.
Wow, congratulations. 3-3 for Chelsea, 1-3 for Jen. So you gotta win this one, Jen, if you want to stay in this contest, okay?
Okay.
Jen, who doesn't drink, hasn't had a sip in 15 years. Which captain can be found on a spiced rum bottle?
Captain Morgan.
She's still in it, yes. But you can win it with this, Chelsea. Something heavy drinkers normally don't see within 20 minutes. What time did the sun rise this weekend?
The sunrise. Okay, I got to think about this for a second. I went to the gym at, I believe, at 5:40. The sun wasn't up, but by the time I got out, I think I'm going to say 6:40.
Wow, we have a drinker that gets up and goes to the gym on the weekend.
She stays up.
Oh,
the only way to get rid of the spins is going to a spin class.
Sorry.
All right, you're still in this one, Jen.
Okay.
Last question. What time do liquor stores open in Alberta?
Oh, God. 10 a.m.?
Holy crap. You got it right. All right. So this is it. Yes. Chelsea, if you get this right, you win. If you get it wrong, we have to go to overtime in a few minutes here.
Okay.
All right. Within 1 kilometer an hour, what's an average human's walking speed?
An average human's walking speed?
Well, sober people go for a lot of walks, I assume.
No, that's wrong. 5 kilometers an hour.
Got it absolutely right.
Oh,
not even within a kilometer. Chelsea, congratulations. You've got some Headley tickets.
Sweet.
And a nice little lesson for everybody listening out there.
Drinking rules.
It does.
Get more Ryder in the Morning. Weekday mornings, 5:30-ish to 9.
Only on Hot 107.
Thank you for listening. Check back tomorrow. Listen to the podcast. We got information on how you can join us on a trip to Cuba. That'll be pretty rad. We can even podcast while we're down there with a bunch of the drunk people that are there with us.
Okay.
And don't forget to leave a review. Tell your friends. Subscribe. All those neat things.
Tell your hot dad. Follow me on Twitter at the Lisa Evans and give us a 5-star review.
He wouldn't give you a 5-star review.